Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston. And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Allegra Ringo, I'm...
what?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm working with some unrequited love.
For whom?
I know. I went on Instagram.
Okay.
I liked a bunch of dogs.
Okay.
A whole host of them.
Great.
Not one follow back.
Ooh.
Not one follow back.
Okay. How long ago was this?
Over the week. Just now, because we're recording this on the weekend. So I spent my... Now, listen. I've got a very rigorous morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Snooze.
Mm-hmm.
Snooze. Snooze.
Sure.
Maybe one more snooze if there's time. Lay in my bed.
Okay.
Look at my phone. Wait till it drops on my face because my
hands fell asleep. Every single time.
And then you get up. Now, while I'm looking at my phone, follow. Same routine happens for bedtime.
Okay.
Not one follow back.
But I feel like you got to give it till Monday. People might be out of town. It's the weekend.
Possibly.
I think the weekend is very slow for social media.
Yeah. Well, or you know, you don't even have to follow me back. I just wanted to be like, oh, listen, I did some investigating. Because you followed me.
Mm.
I understand you're looking for a dog.
Oh,
would
sure.
you like mine?
Oh, sure.
It's not that hard. Just toss that in a DM.
Yeah, there you go. That's very easy. Very sane.
Really easy, I think.
I mean, look, I'm not going to call these people out, but if you are listening
and
you've gotten a follow from Renee Culvert,
just offer me your dog. Now, not permanently, because as we know, I'm going to rescue my own.
Oh, right.
But just to like ease me into it.
Yeah.
Hey, you want mine?
Just for like a little
just
while.
Just for a little bit. Just for a bit.
I mean, hey man, look, yep, I'm right here. The offer stands. You want mine?
Yeah. Like if you were like, okay, so I'm at an auto dealership. What am I just going to not offer to let me test drive a car?
Yeah, that's true.
What are they doing?
That comparison is also like, is the same as if you went up to someone who was in a car and were like, aren't you going to let me test drive your car? But I like in this world, that's normal to you.
Maybe even more crazier. I'm just following someone on the street and I'm furious that they have not stopped. Come back to me and be like, I'm sorry. I noticed you were following me.
Do you want to
drive
my car?
My car? Insane.
I love the idea of you being like, excuse me.
So I'm just a little bummed out. You understand? I mean, I get it. I've read a lot of literature. I understand. Unrequited love is a passage of being a human. I get it.
Yeah.
Just hurts.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I was just saying give it till Monday. That's my note on unrequited love.
Sure.
Just give it till Monday.
Just give it to Monday.
See what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Then we'll talk about
Maybe
it.
Maybe they'll text back.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
They'll follow back.
How was your weekend? How are you?
Pretty good. Guys, we're recording with some cats around. This is pretty crazy.
Yeah, we're at Alexis's today.
Pretty nuts, you guys.
Great
I'm looking
cats.
At a cat right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right. There he is.
There he is. He's a...
I see him.
Guys... We can verify this. You
and
can't
now,
see
if
him,
you're but... like, whoa, it's a dog podcast. Yeah, we know. Allegra's wearing a sweater with a dog on it.
Oh, that is true,
you're
you guys.
Fine.
Yeah, you're
We're
fine.
All okay.
Don't worry
Everybody's
about it.
Okay, and I've got an alert system on my phone to let me know if a dog follows me. So dogs are representing.
I hope it's like a very
We're
loud
okay.
alarm.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's just a whimper. Just a,
oh, that's cuter. Oh, that's much more relevant.
Isn't it? Isn't it though?
Much more.
But I guess back to dogs,
okay.
I suppose. Langs, what have our sweet listeners got in store for themselves this week?
Okay, Renee, I have a crazy proposition for you.
Ooh.
Instead of dogs we met this week, I have a dog update for you.
I'm listening.
It's on Piper.
Okay, phew. That was going to be my caveat. Whew. Is it Piper?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm in.
Oh,
Sounds
it's Piper.
Good. Well, let's do it.
Okay. We also have a Mutt Minute on the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Yes.
We have guests Jarrett and Rachel Palmer, who you guys might know as mother and father to Norma and Gizmo, the dog stars of our Facebook Live event.
They're great dogs. They're also great people.
Yeah.
Rachel writes for Two Broke Girls, and Jarrett is a huge podcaster himself.
Great.
So, okay. All right. And I guess the adults are fine, but we'll talk mostly about the dogs.
Yeah, they're really great. I'm really excited to talk to them about the dogs.
Me
they're
too.
Excellent dogs.
Me too. Anything else?
Yeah, I have a hero dog for you guys.
Hey.
This is not a recent one. This is from the olden times, but I'm going to talk about Barry and the St. Bernard rescue dogs.
Come on.
It's pretty cool. I don't know why we've never talked about this before. It's from forever ago, but it's pretty interesting.
And it's a St. Bernard?
It's a St. Bernard.
Now, guess who's going to not look at her phone during this segment?
Oh.
Gonna listen.
Unless, what if a St. Bernard follows you, though? At the exact same time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, that it, you know what? I'll multitask.
Okay, great.
I'll figure it out. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
All right. Now, Legs.
Yes.
We did a bit of an amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dogs we met this week. It's a dog update.
Yeah.
On Piper.
It is. Dogs we updated this week?
Yes.
Okay,
so
this is...
give us a quick recap. Piper.
Sure. Yes, you're right. Okay, so Piper is my little dog friend in my neighborhood. So she's usually behind this gate, and I see her on weekdays usually. And Pistachio and I always say hi to her. If you follow us on Instagram or my Instagram, Piper's all over it. You've probably seen her. She's like a golden retriever type, like young dog. So I always see her through the slats of the gate, but I've never seen her with her family, really.
Right.
Today I did. I know.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm going to say I played it a little cool.
Okay.
But like more like I played it dumb. More like I saw them and I didn't say like, hey, I know your dog. Like a weirdo.
Sure. You were smart about it.
Kind of.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Okay. So give me the whole interaction. Set the scene. How we doing? What are we wearing? What'd you just eat?
I was wearing my workout clothes, which is usually what I wear on the weekends.
Perfect.
But I don't really work out that much. I just wear them.
Sure.
That's a little bit about me,
That's
guys.
That's what workout clothes are for.
I know. Or sleeping
according
in.
To me.
Yes. So I went walking with Pistachio today, Sunday. So usually I don't see Piper this on weekends.
Right.
This is a big twist. So we were out and we were about to cross Piper's house and I saw up ahead this other lady walking this little dog, very cute. So they get in front of Piper's gate and Piper runs out to greet them. Not runs out, she's still in her yard.
Okay.
But like runs up to the gate.
Right.
So she greets this lady and the little dog. And then this lady starts talking to Piper's owner and her children who are now out in the yard with Piper.
Oh boy.
And then I just kind of sidled in like, hello, I'm Allegra.
I'm also here.
Because I was like an awkward like 10 steps behind.
Sure.
And then I was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, well, I guess I'll just like throw myself into
listen,
this.
Listen, it's the neighborhood. Yeah. It's on you guys to not be friendly. We're neighbors by
Thank
definition.
You. Exactly. Sure. Exactly. So we just kind of throw ourselves into the mix. And this woman was kind of already talking to Piper's owner about Piper. So Piper's owner would seem very nice. She was like a young-ish woman with like a couple of kids who were out in the yard playing with Piper.
Cute.
Piper very excited to see me and Pistachio and to see this other woman and her dog. So what I learned is that Piper is 6 months old.
No.
That's my major. I know, she's just a baby.
Now she looked as much.
I know.
Because she does. She looks like she looks like a small golden retriever.
Yes.
Until you find out she's 6 months. You're like, oh no, she looks like a 6 month golden retriever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It also explains because like she hasn't peed when she's seen me in a little while, but at first she used to pee every time she saw us. And I feel like this explains a lot.
I gotta say, every golden retriever I know, that doesn't go away.
Really?
Yeah, that's just part of the charm. It's just a little bit.
It's so cute.
Because I think it's a silly joke, but you know, when they were making them, they flipped on all the switches that are good, and then they just forgot the, oh, wait.
That's
forgot,
all right.
Forgot that one.
But it's okay. I mean,
gotta
overall,
have something.
It's a very minor flaw.
Sweetie pie. So now, was Piper a good host? Did she do introductions like, this is Pistachio?
Piper was wildly excited because not only was her mom and her kids there, also this other lady from the neighborhood and her dog were there, plus me, plus Pistachio.
Yeah.
So she was just running up and down the length of the gate, barking crazily. She was so excited. To be fair, that's a lot of like stimuli.
No, and that's exactly when it gets to be that exciting, you got no other way to handle it except for run around and bark.
You just scream. Yeah.
I've been known to do the same thing when there's an impromptu barbecue, just like we're doing it.
Let's get crazy.
Yeah.
So it was pretty chaotic. And also, like, this woman was trying to ask questions about Piper, and I was like just kind of there, like waving and saying hello, and it was a little bit chaotic.
Sure.
But my first interaction with Piper's owners and like my first like actually acquiring information about her.
Yes.
Very interesting.
And let's hear about it. We like them.
She seemed very, very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. They seemed very sweet and the kids were really cute. The kids were like riding bikes in their backyard and they seemed like really stoked on Piper and it was very sweet.
Oh, this makes me so happy because I was prepared to stage a heist.
Oh,
get her out of there.
Well, I mean, I still
we don't like
am.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, right. I wish I could be like, we got to get her out of there, but it's just not true.
Sure.
She's
in a good place.
Yeah. Like I wish I could make some sort of crazy justification for being like, we've got to steal her. But she seemed like she was having a great time. Right.
And especially now that we know she's 6 months.
I know.
She's just getting acquainted with everything.
Just a baby.
Yeah. So
I
anything
know.
That maybe she was a little like dodgy about, you're just like, no, that's just the first time she's experienced that.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
What's happening.
Okay. Well, like the first time I ever saw her, she was like, what is that? Like, she kind of looked across the yard and was like, I don't know what to do here. And then she seems to have gotten much more used to people meeting her.
Oh, Piper.
She's really sweet. You gotta meet her.
Oh, I must. Yes. Okay. What are you doing later?
You know what? Nothing. I don't know. It's Sunday. Well, but you know, I saw her today. I don't know. You're
okay.
Right. Let's touch base later.
We'll figure it out.
Great.
Okay.
legs.
Right.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Mutt Minute, the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. Hit it!
If you meet a new breed and curiosity beckons, learn all about it in only 60 seconds. Mutt Minute.
Soft-coated, soft-coated.
Wheaton Terrier, Wheaton Terrier.
Are you sure you weren't a cheerleader? Was I a cheerleader?
Maybe. Let's. Uh-oh, do you need to tell me something? Do we need to have
know.
A... Hey, just real quick, nobody's listening. Were you a cheerleader?
What if it was? That would be so surprising. No, I was like kind of more like punky gothish in high school.
Yeah,
not
no, I believe
goth,
that.
But like,
that,
you know.
That works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You were the one who told the cheerleaders, guys, come on, what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was like. Yeah, I guys, I'm into ska and you need to get it together.
Yeah, no, I know. Having not known you then, yeah. But knowing you now, I know.
Yeah, you can tell. It was the early 2000s and things were crazy.
Oh boy. So now, like, I, before you begin this, the Wheaton Terrier is Dave Holmes's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
They're pretty cute.
And then this has gone to, so it's, so rescues and looking to get a dog. We got, we got those doodles.
Yeah.
Soft coated Wheaton Terriers also getting a look.
Yeah.
Boy, are there a lot of surrendered Wheaton Terriers.
Really?
So I'm very excited to hear about this puppy.
Okay, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of benefits. I think you're gonna like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Stop melting down.
Okay, all right. Exactly. Really, just a general note in general for life. And I say this lovingly, maybe not everything is about you. Perhaps. Just consider it. Think it over.
But this is like, this is specific research though for, I mean,
well,
for
coming, but this episode Wheaton. Alone, I'm furious that people have not offered me their dog.
That's true.
And I'm irate that I have to time this instead of just figure out if this is a good Mutt Minute for me.
And you also off mic told me you were mad that I didn't let you test drive my car.
That is true.
I said, well, I mean, it's an old car.
So I'm having a rough day over here.
It's a Toyota Corolla.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to cheer you up.
I have my phone ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
The soft-coated Wheaton Terrier is a medium-sized dog that originated in Ireland. They have a soft, silky coat that is the color of wheat, hence the name Wheaton. Wheatons have a long beard under their chin, as well as a faw, which is a long piece of hair that hangs over their eyes. It's hard to pin down their exact history, but here's what we think. Wheatons were bred to be farm dogs. Many years ago in Ireland, common people were not allowed to own hounds, so they put their terriers, kind of a working man's dog, to work. Wheatons helped out around the farm by doing things like chasing vermin. This is a high-energy dog that requires a decent amount of exercise. They can do well in almost any climate. One thing to note is that Wheatons are especially allergic to fleas. Wheatons make great family dogs, and although they require a fair amount of grooming, their coats are easy on people with allergies. They don't shed very much. They're frequently described as having friendly, spunky personalities, and they love to hang out with people. Dogtime.com describes them as a friend to one and all.
Oh, time. Gosh, so good. 53, perfect, amazing, right. Wonderful. Okay, yep.
They're pretty great.
This is a contender.
I mean, I love that they're high energy, but like kind of chill. Well, I didn't say chill, but they're high energy, but they're not like going to go crazy.
Yeah, well, now listen, I did some backup.
Ooh.
I was like, I'm going to listen to the Mutt Minute, but then I'm also going to watch this Dogs 101 on my own.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
I watched it.
They also, you may have said it, but like easy to train.
Yeah.
Like so long as they get their exercise.
Yeah.
You can train them pretty well.
But I mean, and you're like, you exercise a lot. You're a runner. I think you could deal with it.
Yeah. When it's the summertime.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me in the winter.
True.
Listen,
well,
food's delicious and running's hard.
That's true. Well, you can go to an indoor dog park. We'll figure it out.
It'll be fine. We'll figure it out. But you suspect?
Pretty
might
good.
Be okay?
I think so,
now,
man.
My only remaining question is, how much barking are we doing?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I did not come across it. I didn't come across anything that said they're particularly barky or non-barky. That's a great question.
Right.
I don't think, what did Dave Holmes say? I don't think it was that big of a problem.
Well, I think I just got to observe Dave Holmes's puppy. There was no barking.
No.
There was a hoof.
Yeah,
for the treat.
Sure.
I can work with a hoof.
I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Anybody can work with a hoof.
It makes sense also. I mean,
sure.
I would do that too.
Exactly. We had treats.
Yeah.
We're not giving him the treats. A hoof is required.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's a pretty good
you're feeling good about
contender.
It?
Okay.
What do you think? I guess I just like it a little bit more because when you, and again, right now I'm only at Pet Finder. We haven't looked at the rescues. We haven't looked at anything else, but they do seem to be fairly, not rampant, but like you can find some. You can find some, which is nice.
They're pretty cute.
Oh, legs. Okay. For excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing my homework for me.
No problem. Well, you did it anyway.
Terrific.
So.
Well, sure. But thanks for helping me out.
No problem.
You got one for me next week?
I do. Okay. This is, I don't think a contender for you, but this is one that we haven't covered and I was surprised.
Okay.
It's a Springer Spaniel.
Yes.
I know.
Did you know that growing up, we used to live from across the street from a Springer Spaniel?
No.
His name was Diamond.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Diamond.
It was real cute.
That's very fabulous.
Diamond loved a belly rub.
Aww.
Well, first, also, Diamond was a... things that Diamond probably had a problem with. The neighbor girl keeps saying, I love belly rubs, and I've given her no indication that I do.
No, he did.
I just do a little tackle. Also, Diamond was a girl.
Oh, so that's fine.
I don't think... it doesn't matter.
I mean,
doesn't matter.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to do that.
Oh, I'm glad you have a little history with them.
And a little peek behind the curtain. You said you sprung up out of your sleep to come up with this.
I wish I can almost say this came to me in a dream. It's not that's not quite true. But I will say, as I was drifting off to sleep last night, I went, oh, I should do Springer Spaniel for Renee's dog. And then I checked and we hadn't done it, which somehow my brain knew.
I just love it. I love it so much. I love your subconscious. I love that that's the last thing you think before you go to sleep at night.
I'm just like worrying about Mutt Minute on some level.
What will Mutt Minute be?
That's a peek into my brain, you guys.
I love it. It delights me to no end. All right, Springer Spaniels next week.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And we host the first podcast ever made, My Brother and Me.
Every Monday, we put out the first ever advice comedy podcast ever.
They found our podcast on Dead Sea Scrolls.
We're the Hammurabi Code of podcasts, and we're ready to entertain you with jokes that we invented, the first jokes.
So join us every Monday on MaximumFun.org.
You'll never crack our code, Dan Brown. Just try me.
It's history in the making.
And in the faking. And it's all yours for the taking.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Parker.
Max FunCon has been a huge inspiration in my life.
Now I have this network of friends that I've made that span literally across the entire globe, and they're some of my favorite people in the world.
I truly cannot believe the amount of wonderful and lasting friendships that have come out of this.
If you feel like you might not fit in, as long as you're a good person, you'll fit in because everyone there is good and amazing and kind and wonderful, and you should absolutely go. It will be the best decision of your life.
Make a ton of new friends like Parker and Patrick at Max FunCon. Tickets for Max FunCon and Max FunCon East are on sale now at maxfuncon.com.
Ringo.
What?
We got two guests.
We do?
With so many titles.
That's true.
Okay, let me throw them all out to you. You can tell me which one you like best.
Okay.
Power Couple.
Okay, I'm listening.
My Dearest Friends.
Oh, okay.
Rachel Palmer. They're married, so they're going to have the same last name. Rachel Palmer writes for Two Broke Girls. Mm-hmm. Jarrett Palmer, TV producer and podcast host.
Whoa.
And it keeps going. The parents of Norma and Gizmo.
That's my favorite one.
We like that one?
I mean, Norma and Gizmo are front and center here because we've had them on our Facebook Live feed. They're pretty great dogs.
Sure. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boy, do we have a treat for you. Norma and Gizmo's parents, Rachel and Jarrett. Welcome to the show.
Live in the studio. That's the thing I'm proudest of, too.
Oh,
really?
Being Norma and Gizmo's mom.
Now, you guys, they really are the best dogs. Now, I feel like everybody's like, no, we've seen Norma and Gizmo, but let's break them down individually. Tell me about Norma. Tell me about Gizmo.
Norma is a UN of dogs. She's like a German Shepherd and like a Chow and like a Sheltie. She's just like a dog of every dog from the world.
Love it.
Yeah. She also, we used to joke that she has like the personality of Kristen Stewart. So it's always just like, oh, wonderful. Oh, great. My parents are home. I don't want to see them.
Sure. That's good. And then what does she look like?
When you look at her straight on, she has like a Chow face, like fluffs coming from the side. But she really looks like a shepherd, like your classic shepherd.
Big fluffy tail.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a good girl. Yeah. And little Gizmo.
Mm-hmm.
What's his story?
Shih Tzu Lhasa Apso-mix. He's got an adorable underbite and the smallest teeth on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
He also has pretty much every genetic problem that a dog can have.
No, he's just some of the. He has a lot of allergies.
He's allergic.
It's hard to find food.
We had one of those food tests done. It was like, he's literally allergic to like 75% of things.
All the grains and starches. And
everything will make him throw up or Just start itching.
I woke up at 1:30 in the morning last night and I was like, oh my God, what smells so terrible?
Oh no.
He hasn't gotten sick. He hasn't gotten sick in years at night. But
he's never in the house. Sure. Very seriously. In the house.
Sure.
But it was, yeah. And it literally
woke me up. It smelled so bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that'll get you. That is an undeniable smell.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yep. One, oh no. Yeah. Two, this is a swift situation that I'll be dealing with. Yeah.
Also, the windows were open and the fan was on. That's how pungent.
Kiddo. No, what do you suppose he got into?
I don't know. His stomach is always bothering him.
He always has an issue.
Okay, that's fair.
I like to call him our adorable little lemon.
Yeah.
Because go over the origin of how did you get Norma?
Norma, despite what people think.
Sure.
I was at the Super Bowl party.
And I was football party.
You know where the ball that's shaped like a lemon is thrown around?
I get food. People say there's football on the TV. I go. Right.
I go and I drink. I was not that drunk this time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But there was a girl who was living across the, from the apartment that my friend was living in. And she was a groomer at a shelter, and she had a room that was, her apartment was very, very tiny, and she was sharing it with her boyfriend, two birds, two cats, and five other dogs, including Mo.
Wow.
And like basically
one too many. Yeah.
But she was working at a kill shelter, and they were going to put Norma down.
Oh boy.
And like originally Norma was actually taken from somebody who put cigarettes out on her.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Like it's like a really sad story.
Okay.
And that she was like in the kill shelter and they almost put her down and the girl's like, no, you can't take this dog.
You come with me. Here we
go. That's why I really am a huge advocate for you should get your dogs from a kill shelter. Because it really like Norma is the greatest dog you're going to have.
Yeah.
And she's got a great personality, even though it's kind of like Kristen Stewart. But they were going to put her down and this girl just took her out and she's like, I have an apartment full of dogs. She's like, just take one, And I was like, I'm taking that one.
Yeah.
And Norma has literally been to more states with me. We traveled around the country. Every time I go on a job, she drives out with me and
she's easy. To me, I would never have guessed the Kristen Stewart comparison because I've met her a number of times. She seems very easygoing to me.
She loves Renee.
Oh.
She's a different dog around Renee.
Really?
It's like, I would offer Renee Norma, but I feel like she would take her.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yes.
Oh, no, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys are good. Yes, well, you can. This
feel like Norma would be happier with Renee.
That is so interesting.
Definitely not true.
But no, she loves you very much, and she's always in like a great mood around you.
Sure. Let's just, as humans, if somebody were to whisper into your ear every 5 minutes, I love you, you're my favorite, you would probably be like, oh, this person's all right.
Okay. All right. I feel like for some dogs, it could be too much, so I feel like that's a good meshing of your personality. That
she needs it.
No,
yeah,
she likes Norma needs the constant, like, you are wonderful. You are loved.
Aww.
You are loved. I mean, it's literally like, you mention Renee's name and her ears go,
does she really know?
Knows Renee's name.
Sweet.
I did not know any of this. This is huge.
Because I think I want this to be something she does all the time. When you come home after you haven't been there for a while, how she will go and get the treats, that story, so that she gets the attention. Because that happens for everybody, right?
Toys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Toys.
Yes.
Yeah,
she goes and she gets a toy so that Gizmo will take it from her. So that Gizmo will go be distracted with the toy and she gets the attention from the adults.
Isn't that smart?
That's genius.
She's a very smart dog.
He initially jumps on you and like wraps his legs around you. like to give you a hug. And then she literally runs up, shakes a toy, walks away, leads him away. He takes it and runs off behind a couch.
Isn't that brilliant?
And then she comes over and just leans on you.
And full points to Gizmo. Like, you can't pet any other dog when you first come in the house. Like, if Gizmo's getting the first pet, that's just how it's going to go. But the Norma's like, okay, all right, I can work with this. So
she's not
just
allowed to jump. We've had to really get her not to, because she still does it. Everyone, she hurts me. She's a large dog.
Yeah,
she jumps up on me and it hurts.
It's hard.
So Gizmo
my wife
jumps.
Is a very small woman.
And she gets the pets. I mean, he gets the pets when he jumps, and I feel bad because I'm like telling one dog to
She's it's like, okay, get out of here.
And then not to Norma.
But that's the problem is that Norma, like her paws, they're like, they act almost like hands. Like she like, you can like feel her like grip you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and she like, when she like claws. Goes at Rachel, right. She'll like take her paws and just like, love me, love me. And Rachel's like, get off, you're hurting me.
It's great. I wonder why she loves Renee more than me.
Well, no, that's not, because I get that grip, because obviously if I'm conscious, then it'll just be all over them all the time, too much stimulation. But in my sleep, I can't, and the wake-up calls that mm-hmm. both of them do, it's it starts out with just a little bit pawing, and then it'll get to, like, the strong shoulder grip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're both doing this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Really? My folks used to, when we misbehaved in a restaurant, our dad would just, like, kind of grab our shoulder a little sternly to be like... feel like this isn't the proper behavior we discussed. And that's what it feels like with Norma. I'm like, feel like we talked about walking before 9 a.m.
Just the best. Effective.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow. She doesn't do that to us anymore. She did it.
Yeah.
Jerry trained her not to do it to him because he covers himself in 6 pillows. And so she can't get to him. And she did that to me for a while. Now she'll just kind of like come and lay on my feet and slowly wake me up that way. But. It doesn't hit me that much when I'm asleep anymore.
So cute. And then you guys got Gizmo as a couple.
Yes.
How was the introduction?
She would not let him anywhere near her for a very long time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Crazy. And then what's the story of getting Gizmo? How'd you guys find him?
We actually...
Rachel wanted a cat very badly.
Oh, sure.
And okay. I do not have much experience with cats. That has been good. I'm not saying that cats are bad.
Sure.
I'm just saying that my experience with cats has been less than positive. My grandmother had terrible cats.
Oh.
And so Rachel, we went to a family reunion and Rachel was like, I think I would really like a cat. I'm like, why don't we get a cat-sized dog?
Which I think also for Norma too. Does Norma get along well with cats?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, so interesting.
Okay.
To consider, cats are great, but if you got a dog that just like I've had a bad, if dog has also had a bad experience, it's something to consider. Okay.
And then we found a dog through an adoption agency
called the Scooby-Doo Rescue.
No. Rescue Crew, yes. And then it was named Augustus, and we went and visited him, and he was not very nice to Jarrett. He had a problem with men.
Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, we have people over the house a lot, and we didn't want like a skittishy dog. And they were like, oh, we have the dog for you then. And they brought in Gizmo, and he proceeded to have diarrhea in front of
He was also...
Gizmo, I love it! I so love was, that he showed his filthy. Cards out of the gate. Yeah.
He was like filthy, he's like everywhere. I'm so sorry, I keep doing this. He was barking everywhere.
And we thought that... he wasn't potty trained, so we were not going to be able to adopt him because we were both working at the time.
Sure.
We didn't have time to potty train him, and they were like, no, he's potty trained. He just pooped in front of
him. He just happened to be really sick that day.
Yeah. And we found out, now that we found out he has allergies and stuff, that's probably, they probably didn't know he had allergies, and that's why he was sick.
They purposely sold us a lemon.
But I know. You guys were like, an adorable we'll take it. Lemon. We'll do it anyway.
It's very sweet, though, that you were like, yeah, sure, this is a dog for us.
But he's the sweetest dog on the planet. Come on.
That was kind of the deciding factor. Is like, we wanted a dog that we knew. Like, Norma is a dog that, like, is relaxed around people and, like, unless you're Renee, doesn't like need to like go up to people and but Gizmo like immediately wants to be with whoever is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he like wants to be touching you and he wants to be you to be petting him and like he like wants love.
Yeah.
And like that's what that I've just always grown up in a house that had dogs that were just very loving. And that's like that's how I feel like a warm house has like a dog that like wants to be like involved with people.
Yeah. It's part of the hosting team to be like, what do you need? Need a refill in the drink? What how can we help you? What can we get you?
We also wanted a small boy because we wanted to like, everyone knows that Norma's in charge. You know, we didn't want to, she's pretty territorial. So, and he has just like such a good personality that, you know, we figured she could like bat him away and he'd be like, okay, whatever.
That's fair. He's pretty good about it. I'll circle back around on this game. It'll be fine. Yeah.
He humps her a lot now though. So
really
showing dominance.
Oh. How does she deal with that?
She doesn't love it, but she doesn't really do anything about it. She just kind of gives us this like look of like,
oh. It's again, it's the Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
It's great. And we've already gone there, I think, with the restroom situation. So when you take them both on a walk, like Gizmo maybe will be a little bit of a pill.
Oh.
Norma's taller than Gizmo. It's bathroom time. Mm-hmm. And Gizmo will get right underneath there.
Oh, no!
And
Gizmo!
Norma will just be like, I mean, turnabout's fair play,
he's
man.
There.
I don't know what to tell you.
He's there.
Gizmo is like a bathroom disaster on all fronts.
He is.
I'm worried about this guy.
And he has like his ear hair is really long. So even if he's not underneath Norma, he'll run up to smell where she's gone.
Sure.
And just like dragging his ears and his furry paws.
Yep,
and then he loves like coming back in the house and just jumping on the bed. if it ever has been raining or it's muddy outside, we have to like make sure the bed is bedroom's closed when he comes back in, or else he'll immediately run and jump on it.
Oh my god.
He gets the zoomies.
Gizmo!
He's got the zooms.
He gets in full blown monster mode as soon as he gets wet. He's like a reverse gremlin.
Yeah.
Instead of like feeding him when you get him wet, he just loses his mind.
That's how it goes. I love it so much. Well, we could talk to you guys about your dogs all day long, but if we talk about them, we won't get to go home and pet them. So we've got to play a little game called Name That Dog. Now, usually we give you the name of a fictional dog, but because it's Norma and Gizmo, here's what I want to know. If Norma was a boy, what would his name be? Gizmo was a girl, what would her name be? And then bonus, if Norma and Gizmo could rename each other, what would they name them? Did I run this by Allegra? And Allegra said, what? Yes. Yes. All those things happen.
You know what, though? Maybe I'm the outlier. I want to know if other people understand this.
Very confusing. Should have just left it in the first questions.
Let people know on the wall if you've heard this.
So page one of my questions, what would Norma's name be?
Well, we didn't name either of them, first of all. So
interesting.
They both came with their names.
Oh, okay.
But we kept, I mean.
You looked up. Those
are
those are
good names.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was funny because Jarrett's, I guess, housekeeper growing up was named Norma, and his family was very confused.
Oh, really?
Like, literally all three of them. My mom,
they were like,
my dad,
like,
my sister.
Really?
They're like, oh, you named her after the cleaning lady. Why would I do that? I'd be like, I did not remember her name. She was a very nice lady, but like, why would I name our dog after her?
Delightful. Yeah. I love that. We didn't have a cleaning lady, but we did have a real nice person who helped us cross the street. They called crosswalkers.
Crossing guards.
Crossing guards.
Cool, though.
Yeah.
That sounds like a kind
of
monster.
Yeah, this is Ronald. The crosswalker? Yeah. So if Norma was a boy, what would we name Norma?
I think it would be Alan. Because it's like, it seems like the name of a guy who works in your office that like doesn't want to talk to you. Like he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids. He's like 45.
Yes.
He's just like, I'm fine playing StarCraft every night for the rest of my life. This is what I'm doing. Like, just stay away from me. Don't eat my food.
These are easy rules, Alan.
Yeah.
We can work with that. Also, Alan for a dog.
Alan for a dog is a good name. A dog named Alan. That's a really good human name for a dog. That's really funny.
I like it. And Gizmo, what would we do?
I would name Gizmo Princess.
Oh.
Because he's my little prince.
I think that you need to be like, just because, like, he's so cute as he is. But like him as a little girl, you'd be like, oh, princess.
Oh, it'd be like really cute.
Princess.
Yeah.
Oh, princess.
I love it.
Okay, now
yes, and now this massively, which we can also alter since you didn't get to name him. What would you rename him? Do you have like
I love those names.
Yeah.
I think they're perfect.
I love Norma.
It's hard to picture them other things now.
Yeah.
I went through a phase when I first got Norma because of that question with my parents that I was like, I have to come up with a different name. And I like tried nothing. It's like just like weird names that I was going through and she did not like anything. It's just like Norma. She stuck with Norma.
I don't trust Jarrett to name things. He wants to name our son Tiberius.
Or Tywin.
Oh yeah, sorry. Or not even Tyrion, the good guy.
Sure.
The bad guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, that is an interesting choice.
He was a brilliant strategist. I want my son to be a brilliant strategist.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Well, now listen, maybe we can delegate. We can, we'll get you another dog. Name him that.
Yeah, we can name a dog, Tywin.
Wait, I still want to hear the answer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I scoffed initially because when Renee pitched it to me, I was very confused. But now I get it. And now I want to hear. I want to know, what would Norma name Gizmo?
Oh, my God.
Oh. I think most of the names that Norma would call Gizmo would be barked out.
Yeah, that's fair. Gizmo gets away with murder, and Norma does not. And I think that Norma hates him for it.
Oh yeah, that is classic like small dog syndrome. They get away with a lot more.
Classic like oldest sibling.
True.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy's getting away with everything. Mom and dad are tired. They're not issuing the rules anymore.
Well, she acts like when she does something bad, she acts so guilty and so scared. Like you can tell walking in the door that like the trash has been knocked over before you even see it, just the way her personality. Whereas Gizmo just acts really cute when he's done something. First of all, he acts like he didn't do it. Even if like
he literally struts away like very like slowly and then like glances like over his shoulder like, huh? Yeah. Oh, what happened?
But he still seemed to be mad.
Why is the top of that sandwich gone? I don't know.
If we ever send him to his crate, he has this look in his eye like, I swear I didn't do it. I know you saw me do it, but I swear I didn't. Whereas Norma just immediately caves. So I think that's why she gets in trouble more.
What a scammer.
Oh, Norma, we got to teach you to be a better con man. Okay, yes.
It would be a swear. That's fine.
That's okay. Yeah, the names are barked out.
It would be a swear.
Okay.
For
what would Gizmo call Norma?
The thing I hump.
The thing I hump. It's appropriate. Makes sense.
Maybe good that we didn't let them name each other.
Sure.
Our nickname, though, for Norma is Sausage, just to get back to what we name.
Yes.
Because she really looks like a sausage that is about to explode.
She's gained some weight. But she's the only dog I've ever met who lays down to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen
that. She's so lazy. Let me see if I can find a picture.
That's hilarious and something I want to start doing.
Delightful. So yeah, she looks like she's about to take a nap, but then she like troughs her mouth into the bowl, and
just lean her head onto the side of the bowl.
Yeah.
Like she's just like propping it up, like ugh.
It's the laziest thing I've ever seen.
Thank God this shelf's here.
Strength in here.
I had no idea. That is so funny.
I've never seen it before, but it's delightful.
That's genius. That's like something I aspire to in retirement. That's so smart. It's like, you know what? I'm just having a great life.
I'm just going to lay down and eat. Well, you guys are delightful. Where can our listeners find you guys on social media, Twitter, Instagram? Where can we see pictures of these pups?
That's pretty much all that we are.
Okay. Well, on Instagram, I put a lot of pictures of Gizmo, Norma, Rachel C. Palmer, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Yeah. Sounds great. And then Two Broke Girls.
Yes.
Great show.
Yes.
Awesome. And then, Jarrett, is there anything we should be looking for your podcast?
I have a podcast called In Gods We Trust, which will be made by Wondery. That's going to be coming out hopefully in the next next month or two. We're going to have the first episode coming out.
And I was not aware the podcast exists like this, but it's a fully scripted, like you're listening to a TV show type of podcast.
Very interesting.
Old radio show type It's kind of like I describe it as it's X-Files set in the 1890s New York with two Pinkerton agents and Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow.
So fun. And also a whole network. What's the network called?
It's called Wondery.
Interesting.
And they have a lot of really cool stuff coming out.
All right. So check out the company. Check out Jared's show. You guys, thank you so much. Let's go pet those dogs.
Thank you for having us. Yes.
Allegra Ringo.
Renee.
You got a dog hero for me?
I have a dog hero and sort of several other dog heroes.
Because I was about to do a Win the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Now marching in.
It's for that.
The good theme song. But if there's other dogs, they're going to be like, well, where's my theme song? I'm a hero, too.
But they're all the Saints.
Oh, they're all.
I mean, okay. Well, let me explain.
Sure.
To be fair, we got ahead of ourselves.
Wait, is When the Saints Come Marching In not about St. Bernard's?
I mean, as far as I know, it is.
Sure. You want to hear a fun fact about junior high?
Yeah.
That was our mascot.
The St. Bernard?
Yeah, we were the Saban Saints.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a cute uniform?
No, of course not. Yeah, to this day, that's why I've got a podcast about dogs.
Yeah.
That's why I've got the personality I have.
Because you didn't like
your mascot? And my obsession with dogs. If my mascot had been a dog and if I had been a cheerleader, I would have led a whole different life.
Oh, that's interesting.
When those happened. This is all an Avenger situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is
how it was wronged in junior high.
This is like a real interesting origin story. Yeah. Interesting.
But again, not about me.
No.
No. Let's maybe talk about these dog heroes.
Okay, but also tweet at us if your mascot was a St. Bernard.
Cool. Yeah. Love it. Don't care for any other mascot, frankly.
No. Mine was like the Sailors, but we were called the Tars. What even is that word? That was in high school. Like... it was like, what is a tar? I don't know what that word means.
Nobody knows. They should have taken a second pass at that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It was terrible. Newport Harbor High, you're listening. If you're okay. the guy that decided it.
All right.
Bad job.
Just swing around again with maybe a different
name.
Let's
keep on with high school. Okay, you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about Barry and the St. Bernard Rescue Dogs. So Barry, first of all, isn't that a great dog name? Sure. He was a dog who worked as a mountain rescue dog in Switzerland for the Great St. Bernard Hospice in the early 1800s. He was a member of the breed that would later be named the St. Bernard.
Great.
So Barry has been described as the most famous St. Bernard and is credited with saving more than 40 lives during his lifetime.
Nice work, Barry, with a bad name.
I know. No, good name.
Oh, you like Barry.
I love Barry.
Okay.
You don't like
all right. I don't care for it.
Whoa.
But we can do better.
What would you name him?
I had Skittles.
Skittles in the 1800s.
It's not my fault they named him wrong. It's not my fault.
Skittles. All right. You know what? All right. St. Bernard Hospice in the Western Alps. That's a no for Renee. Should have named him Skittles. Why is that so funny? Skittles. It was because it was so instant.
Yeah.
Skittles.
It's just it. So they should have named him. Okay. Sorry, okay. Alexis.
Okay, so in the Western Alps, there's this really treacherous route called the Great St. Bernard Pass. It's like 50 miles long. It's only snow-free for a couple of months during the summer. Basically, Renee, it's my nightmare.
Yeah.
It's everyone's nightmare.
Except for Skittles. He loved it.
Except for Skittles, aka Barry. Yeah. So back in the year 1050, to help struggling travelers, a monk named St. Bernard de Menthon, founded a hospice and monastery. So around this time, hospice doesn't mean how we know it today. It just means a lodge for travelers.
Sure.
So it's in 1050. 600 years later, around 1660, the monks of the hospice acquired their first dogs to serve as watchdogs and companions. And these were sort of predecessors to the modern St. Bernard breed.
Great.
These dogs would accompany the servants who accompanied the travelers, which evolved into an organized system of the dogs going on search and rescue missions up in these crazy, treacherous Alps.
Yeah.
So the dogs would work in pairs. One would find buried travelers, dig through the snow, and lie on top of them to provide warmth. And the other would run back to the hospice and alert the monks.
Buddies!
Like, how crazy is this?
Buddies!
This yes. is amazing.
That's so smart.
And
okay.
I know, right? Okay, so this is part of, there's that legend that casks of liquor were strapped around the dog's collars. You've probably heard that.
Sure.
But unfortunately, that is just a very fun urban legend.
I did start that rumor. That's on me.
Well, you
did
a great job because now everyone thinks that.
Sure. Okay.
We don't have any historical records that document this, but everyone wishes it was true. So
just... what is in those barrels?
There's no barrels.
Oh, no, there's barrels.
I mean, unlike toys.
I've seen my junior high mascot. Yeah, exactly. There's a barrel.
That's the thing. Like, it's so pervasive. It's like, oh, what about the barrels?
Never once was a barrel. It was probably an advertisement in the 30s that was just like, yeah, throw a barrel on them. And they were like, that's part of their DNA. The barrel comes with them.
That actually is a very good point. We should look into if somehow these barrels were part of
St. Bernard's
sort of like mass advertising. Everything dates back to some 1930s mad.
I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
There's no barrels, but this is still a cool system. Barry himself is notable for the sheer number of people he rescued, over 40 people in his 12 years working for the hospice. Beyond that, we don't know a ton about the individual dogs at the hospice, but we do know that all in all, the dogs are credited with saving the lives of more than 2,000 people.
Whoa.
I know.
That's incredible. First off, that was an amazing report.
Thank you.
Great job. Now, most of this sounded familiar to me because I think I maybe got St. Bernard's when we did it for a minute.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think I
kind
of skimmed over this, but so great to go back and like really look at that, like how did this happen? And the fact that they rescued them by working in that team of like, I'll stay here and keep him warm. You go get him.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so great.
I'm sorry if I repeated our St. Bernard minute information.
No. I don't remember very well. I had it. We only had a minute to do it. And I feel certain I spent most of the time calling them buddies. So,
or Skittles.
Yeah.
Probably spent the whole time ranting about the wrong name, Barry.
Why the name Barry? That is fantastic.
Isn't that interesting?
Can I give myself a little assignment? I'll go figure out how we got those barrels. How that happened.
That I would love to know.
Right.
I don't know.
That's my punishment for starting the rumor.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always whiskey in there. That's a fact.
It was funny. Actually, the barrels were like the most pervasive legend that I found, but there was also like a bunch of other ones about like Napoleon. Like there's like a ton of folklore around these old St. Bernard rescue dogs that is like not true at all.
Nope.
But it
just
like,
makes for a good story.
Yeah. But the real story itself is already amazing.
Yeah. God, and Barry really is such a hero.
Yeah.
Because you do. You were like, how were people surviving up in those
it's
elements?
Crazy.
Like, well, Barry, that's how.
Skittles. So nice. Yeah. Skittles. Sorry, yeah. Skittles. So great job, Barry / Skittles.
And great job, Allegra, on a fantastic report.
Thank you.
like a Ringo.
Renee Colburn.
We have made it to the end of yet another episode.
Oh, man.
What do we do? We got a Piper. We got a St. Bernard. Got Rachel and Jarrett. Norma and Gizmo.
Yeah.
I think we covered it all.
I know. That's pretty much it.
All dogs covered.
Well, goodbye.
Now, I maybe have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun here with you.
But
you know, I think it would be even more fun.
What?
We had some of our listeners join us for a podcast at some point.
Are you talking perhaps about Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland?
What if you might be? No, it was just a thought I had. I just wanted some more people in Alexis's apartment. That's all.
Well, you guys, okay, you can come over to Alexis's apartment. Sure. We will tweet out her address. However, in the meantime, we're going to be at Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland in the beginning of May. It's going to be our first real live show, and it's going to be a ton of fun.
We're so excited. And just the lineup alone.
Yes.
And I think we've gently touched on this, but like, listen, you deserve a break today. You guys, you listeners.
Me? Oh.
Okay, Lex, you too.
Thank you.
That also, it's somebody's slogan. I don't know whose it is, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to make it mine. Okay.
Kit Kats give me a break.
I feel like
whatever.
It might be McDonald's. Who knows? Either
some
way,
food
they. I feel if I know corporations, and I do, they're generous, they're yeah, kind,
sure,
and they love sharing slogans.
Great.
So, you listeners, you deserve a break today.
Okay.
You deserve to go to Portland
and see
these shows.
Come see us.
Yeah.
And other shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also us. Let's make sure you get to ours.
Yeah.
But then there's also going to be a ton of stuff there. So go to bridgetowncomedy.com, I'm guessing.
Yes. I believe so. Yeah. And we are going to be on either, we're not sure of the exact date yet, but it's going to be either May 6th or May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So just come join us, hang out the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Hang out in Portland. It's going to be beautiful.
And we don't have it confirmed yet, but we got our list of potential guests.
Ooh.
And whoo-wee.
It's pretty good, you guys.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, guys. So come join us in Portland.
It's exciting. Oh, I can't get to Portland. I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
But, okay, wait. You're on the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast.
Okay.
I'm playing the role of the listener
in this scenario.
Okay. I live in New York.
Okay.
I want to see you guys.
Well, what are you doing in September?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty booked, except for September 1st through 3rd.
Great news.
That's wide open for me.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We're going to be at Max FunCon East in the Poconos.
No way.
Guys, it's going to be so fun. I've never been there.
Wait. No, I'm still on the fence. Will there be a dog parade?
There's going to be a dog parade with one Mr. Jesse Thorne as a grand marshal. Now, what does this mean in practice? We're not entirely sure.
No,
but it was his idea and ours.
Let's just do it. Here's how the emails went. Jesse said, can we have a dog parade? We replied, will you be the grand marshal? Yeah. He said, yes. Then he sent another email to somebody coordinating it, said, make it happen.
Great.
So we'll see what that looks like.
Did anyone define what this is?
No,
it doesn't matter. Just come.
I will say this, though. Max FunCon East, is it a dog friendly hotel?
It is.
You can bring your dogs.
It's going to be pretty fun.
How do we get tickets to that?
Go to MaximumFun.org. There's more info on there.
All right. You know what? I was going to buy a surfboard.
Okay.
But instead, I'm going to go to these events.
You do that instead? Yeah. I think you should do that instead. Yeah.
How much does surfboards cost?
Okay. I have no idea.
I'm going to check my piggy bank, but I think I can do
$100?
This. $100? This has been Renee and Allegra, your athletes and hosts. Hey guys, thank you so well. If you're still listening,
yeah,
first off, thank you for that.
Ooh.
Oh, you deserve a trophy for still being on the old listening.
You deserve a
device.
Break today,
right?
The old listening device. Ooh, guys, this is a rough. This is a rough one.
It's okay. Watch me get us on out of this. Hey, hey, you guys. Great. That's a perfect start to any intro.
Great job.
Thank you also, Max Fun, for having us on the network. A lot of great shows. You know what I'm into?
What?
Throwing Shade. That's my new favorite.
It's a podcast.
It's a TV show.
Mm-hmm. It's everything. Mm-hmm.
You love it. So
it's
that's my only recommendation this time. There's other great ones. Sure. But Throwing Shade, that's my favorite one right now.
Ton on there. I'm always into Sawbones. You get to learn about medical history and the weird, stupid things we've done. It's always a ton of fun.
Great. Thank you to Paige Weldon for our logo and Aaron Hagen for our theme song.
Thanks to Dog Vacay for sponsoring our sound equipment. Find great local pet sitters who will watch your dog in their home or yours at dogvacay.com.
And we also want to see you guys on social media. We've got a Facebook group. It's a closed group. So put Can I Pet Your Dog into the search. And then if you're not a bot, Allegra cannot emphasize this enough.
No bots, you guys.
Please. It's driving me crazy. You think she springs out of bed about a minute.
Oh, man.
You better believe she springs out of bed about these bots.
I got these bot nightmares.
She can't have it. But it's a great group. It's a lot of fun. And we want to see your dog. So go to Facebook for that. Also on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CIPYD Podcast. We want to see pictures of your dogs. We also want to hear if you're coming to either Bridgetown or Max FunCon East so we can start making plans with you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? That's a VIP.
Who's coming to both?
Oh, yeah. You know at Disneyland, they got this running thing where you can run a half marathon or or full marathon. The half marathon is called the Donald. The full marathon is called the Mickey. You do both. You know what trophy you get?
No.
The Goofy.
Oh, I was like, Donald Mickey? Oh, that is crazy. I thought it was going to be combined.
We'll get some sort of trophy. You come to both, you get some sort of trophy. We'll be the Goofy. Maybe not. I'm stealing from corporations right and left. We'll see what happens.
This is brazen. Speaking of corporations, guys, thanks for reviewing us on iTunes. That was a joke segue, but it's a real sentiment. Mm-hmm. You guys are super nice to us on iTunes, and even despite our love of corporations, it really does matter. All your reviews on iTunes help us bump up in the ranks. They help other dog lovers find us. So thank you so, so much if you've written us a review. If you haven't, go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it.
It means so much, you guys. It's been incredible. All right, I think that does it, right?
Did we do it?
Hey, Alexis, thanks for putting up with this episode. What a champ.
Great job, Alexis.
All right. Hey, Legs. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.